I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. So grateful to have you listening. We appreciate you, your support of our organization and what we have going on here in the community. Want to just thank you. I am so excited about my show this morning. I have my good friend, Kendall Nelson, here with me. Hey, Kendall, welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's great to be back.
You've been here a few times with me. You've been a part of I've Decided really since the beginning, and we're going into our fifth year.
Yeah, that it's incredible that it's been that long.
I know. This summer will be 5 years ago that you and I met for the first time. Do you remember where we met?
At 1 Million Cups.
That's right. Ding, you win the prize. That's right. We did.
By accident. I thought I was looking for somebody else, and you said, no, I'm not her, but what do you do?
Yeah.
And that's how it started.
Well, it did. And of course, you had such an amazing, inspiring story. I was like so enamored by your story with Hire a Housewife and how that business got started. And so we spent a lot of time, and you've been on the shows with me sharing that story. And but you've come a long way, baby.
Thank you. Thanks.
You've come a long way from that. And now last year you founded a new organization.
Right. Yeah. Peoria Music Live.
Peoria Music Live. And this is just getting crazy here. You started as like a hobby, and now it's kind of turning into an entire really little organization.
Right.
And that's amazing. So we are going to be talking to Kendall. I'm going to be talking to Kendall. Our weekly winning word this week is benefit. And you get that if you're a business member or a community member of I've Decided. Every week we send you your weekly winning resource. And that includes your weekly winning word and a quote and some goals for you to kind of just stay focused and keep your goals and dreams in front of you and give you something to kind of focus on during the week so that you can be successful. And then we kind of dissect that word a little bit on our radio show and dive into it a little more to kind of help you use it to and figure out a way how it can apply to your life. So this week it's benefit. And Kendall, I always hear you saying, you know, the benefits of live music, supporting live music and being a part of that live music in our community. There's massive benefits you've been saying. And so
yes.
I thought, wow, this would be a good opportunity to kind of share. And of course, we're going into the holiday season and just talking about the benefits really of supporting local businesses, community events, just keeping our money, no matter what, keeping our money here in our community and the benefits of that.
Right.
And so that's why I thought you'd just be a perfect guest for this show. You own a local business and now with Peoria Music Live. So tell us the history. I mean, the story behind Peoria Music Live. Like, how did this idea pop into your head?
Well, it was the beginning of fall 2017, and I decided I wanted to find some live music. I had experienced some over the summer in other areas, and I thought surely we have some around here somewhere in Peoria. And I went looking for it, and it was not easy to find. I either had to know the name of the band or the name of the venue to find it, and I knew that there had to be more than the few things that I was finding. So I started searching other ways, looking on the internet, you know, all different ways. And it was so much work. I decided, you know, I'm not just going to use it for myself. I should put it on in one place so that other people can benefit from it. And so that was my only plan from the beginning. And then I went to a few shows and Facebook sent me a notification telling me that they had enabled the ability to go live inside of a Facebook page. And I thought, well, that's cool. You know, I don't want to be on camera, but maybe other people will want to see these bands and it'll make them want to come out. And so that's what I started doing, was going live at
shows. So you created a a Facebook page called Peoria Music Live.
Right. And that was just to put the events on in one place, thinking that it would help people find them.
So that was initially what you did. You created a Facebook page called Peoria Music Live.
Yes.
And so, can you believe that name wasn't taken?
Yeah, no.
That in itself sounds amazing to me. I'm like, it's such a good name.
Right. That's what I was thinking that too.
You probably, did you Google that looking for music? I mean, I would, if I were specifically looking for some live music, I probably would Google Peoria Music Live just to see what would come up.
Yeah, I did. And and live music in Peoria, those were... those were two of the things that I Googled. Now, if you Google those, we come up right at the top.
You pop right up, for yep. sure. But nothing before you.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't, it's meant to be. It's crazy. So you created that Facebook page. Because I remember I was like, man, what's Kendall got going on? And I'm not necessarily, you know, I don't go out for live music. I'm not a music buff. I like it, but I've never, you know, I don't go to concerts a lot. But I know that there is a huge market. And you were saying, we were saying before we started recording this show, just for something for people to do. You were looking for something to do.
Right. I was people who don't know what's going on. And before I knew what was going on with the music scene, I said all the time, you know, there's nothing to do in Peoria. And it's kind of become a running joke with me now about, you know, there's nothing to do in Peoria except for the 40 events that I posted for last Friday and Saturday.
But like you said, how would anyone know about those events? I mean, unless you're friends with the band or you have a regular place that you go and they're having some live music, but right. How would you really know all of the live music that was going on in the community?
You really, there wasn't a way to know. You would have to have found a band somehow, you know, heard them at a festival or happened upon them somehow and then followed them and then know when they were going out, or the same thing with a venue. You know, it would have to be somewhere that you go often and
yeah,
check back.
So how many bands would you say you've met or found out about through doing this Peoria Music Live? How many local bands are there that you know of?
So I know that this doesn't even touch the actual number that there are. But in our first year, September of 17 through September of 18, we posted about, 235 local bands. And those are just the local ones. We ended up taking that list and putting them on our one-year anniversary t-shirt.
Which I haven't gotten yet. I want one of those because it's really cool. It's like, you got them, it's like shaped in a guitar.
Yep.
On the back of the shirts. Are they still available?
Yes, they are.
I meant to tell you when you were you brought them to our business network meeting, and I meant to tell you that I wanted a size medium, but I don't think we ever talked about it. So they're available. Anyways, that's just a sidebar there.
Right,
because they're really cute. So that's how many bands that made up this?
There were 235 on that t-shirt.
And 235 local bands that you know of.
Yes.
And there's probably more.
Yes.
That's unbelievable. You wouldn't believe that. I mean, that's a lot.
It is. It is. And they're all so talented. It's just amazing the amount of talent we have in this area.
It really is. This is a very artsy community. I mean, the talent in art, in theater, in obviously live music, it's really amazing, actually. And you actually helped us find our band for the Success Gala.
Oh,
the Pocket Mouse.
Yes.
They were incredible. They did a really good job, too. So what are your plans? I noticed you got a website now.
We do. We launched that. That's actually been a year since we've launched that. We launched that December 1st of 2017.
Okay.
And so that helps people go more in-depth with the artists. We have artist pages and a blog and information on how to partner with us, as well as a place to buy the t-shirts and some other merchandise that we have available.
Cool. So there's an opportunity that people can collaborate with your organization and support Peoria Music Live?
There is. We have several partnership levels that people can come in, basically. And we always say you can support us by, you know, sharing our posts, following us on Instagram and Facebook, but to help fund some of the things that we do and some of the things that we'd like to do in the future. We have some support levels and some benefits to people who are interested in doing that.
And so if they sign up, do you send out any are there emails involved where you email like what's going on, or is it just on the Facebook where they can go and see what's going on for the weekend, or your website, I guess?
The website and the Facebook page, we have people that have been signing up for emails. That's not something that has been completely coordinated yet. So we may be able to do that in the future, or the plan is to do that in the future. We're looking at hopefully like targeted emails. So people that only want to know about family-friendly shows will get their family-friendly list email, or just certain genres, things like that, that we'd like to be able to do in the future.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we are going to talk about this word benefit. That's our weekly winning word. And when you think of the word benefit, Kendall, what comes to mind? Like, what do you think when you think of benefit? Like the benefit of, you know, if live music, for say, you talk about there's benefits to supporting live music.
There are benefits to supporting live music. One of the first things is the personal benefit. I remember back when this all started, there was a day I was having a terrible day, and even one of my best friends looked at me and said, "What is your problem? You don't usually act like this." You know, I just had a terrible attitude. And I said, "I don't know, I have to go to this show." And I went out to Poor Brothers, and Nathan Taylor and his band were playing, and I realized after about 10 minutes that all the tension was gone out of my neck and shoulders, and that I was smiling and having, like, my bad attitude was completely gone. So right away, right there, live music can have an immediate effect on somebody. That's one of the great benefits. But supporting local live music has some great benefits for the whole community. You know, we talk a lot about shopping local.
Right.
And there are a lot of studies, and the numbers are a little different in every study. But the one that I saw most recently was saying that when you shop local, 73% of what you spend actually stays in the community. However, when you shop at local places that serve food and drinks, it goes up to 79%. So that includes most of our music venues.
Right. Those are locally owned business. Those are local owned restaurants.
Right. And so knowing that supporting live music means that we're spending more money at, more money is staying in the community, then, I mean, that's a great benefit. And not just to people who are part of the music scene, not just the venues, but when people are here and out supporting live music, they're also spending money on other things. They're going to other places while they're out. So it's that's always a benefit.
Yeah. And the benefit, it's like sometimes when I think of the word benefit, I don't know why, like, maybe sacrifice pops in my head. And I don't know why, except to explain that it's like a postpone something good that doesn't immediately happen when I think of benefit. I don't know why. So, like, for example, I know it's instant gratification to go on Amazon and buy something, and it's cheaper, it seems, because it's $5 less than you saw it in a local store or whatever. So that there's that instant gratification. But when I think of benefit, I think of taking the time to think that $5 you may have saved by shopping online really provided no long-term benefits. In fact, it actually probably cost you more money than you actually recognize, because all of those taxes that you pay online don't come to our community,
right,
at all, none of them. You haven't supported anyone who lives in the community, and that actually harms our community, and in the long run, we end up paying higher taxes. There's been, you know, all of these analogies put out there, and it's really the money it costs you in the long run to actually not shop local. There's no benefit really at all except for that instant gratification. And so I think it's really cool how you're sharing about the local, the Peoria Music Live, I can totally see that benefit, you know, of even just keep going to local concerts, you right. know?
Well, and really, it's the best of both worlds when you think of it that way, because when we are saying, please don't shop at Amazon, shop at local businesses, we are telling people, yes, it's going to take you a few more minutes, and it might cost, it may or may not cost you a few more dollars, but the it will stay local if you do this. And in the end, the end result is they have the same thing that they would have had the other way. With encouraging people to get off their couches and go out and enjoy live music, I'm encouraging them to get a whole different experience. So more money is staying local, and they are having a completely different experience than they would have had if, you know, sitting at home on the couch.
Yeah.
Watching Netflix.
And it's kind of like what I say about the emotion follows the action. You don't think, oh man, I don't feel like going out, or I don't feel like, it's kind of like what you said when you were had a bad mood and you probably didn't really feel like going. You had to go. You felt like you had to go to this live music venue. And then, but once you got there, that emotion caught up, and now you're like relaxing and you're enjoying it. And
right.
And it's a lot more fun than sitting on your couch all by yourself, really feeling bored or whatever it might be.
Right. Yeah.
So that's awesome. So, all right. So you have any live music? I'm looking here, and anything coming up after December 16th that you know of that you want to share with us?
There are always, like I said, it is not unusual to have 40 events. We post a weekend list every Wednesday that tells everything that's going to happen, usually Friday, Saturday, and sometimes we have some on Sunday as well.
Oh, okay.
And
and that's on your website and on the Facebook?
Yes.
So every Wednesday, you post what's happening the following weekend?
Yes.
That's awesome. And so what are some of your favorite venues then? Some of your favorite venues and favorite bands?
Poor Brothers. I love Poor Brothers. I mentioned that one before. Kenny's.
Yes.
Is,
Kenny's got good food.
It has great food. He just
good
put in,
bar food. Some of the best bar food in Peoria.
Sean just put in a new stage, and it's big. It's beautiful. Lots of room for the bands. I saw Fannie Rae and the Soul Shakers there this weekend.
I know
weekend.
You're wearing her shirt. I noticed that.
And Dexter O'Neill and the Funkyard were there the night before.
So he's getting some really good bands in there.
Yes. Great bands. A lot of local bands and some from out of the area, too. But they're all pretty amazing. And then we have great venues outside of the immediate Peoria area, too. I really enjoy Office on Main in Morton and the Twisted Spoke in Pekin.
Yeah. And those are our community. They're in our surrounding area.
Well, that's what... So within about 40 miles of Peoria, there are 400,000 people. So that's one of the things that I keep telling people, too. If we can encourage everybody to get out and support local music, if out of that 400,000, we got half of those people to spend $100 locally on live local music, that's $20 million in our local economy. And 79%.
That is a benefit.
That is a huge benefit.
And that, my friends, is a benefit. And speaking of benefit, I hope you guys are getting your weekly winning resource and you're enjoying them. If you have not joined our community at I've Decided, we want to invite you to do that now. Please visit our website, ivedecided.org. Check it out. Join our community. Our mission is to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever they might be. We want to provide you the motivation, inspiration, information, education, like what we're learning today from Kendall Nelson. You've been listening to Kendall Nelson. She's the owner of Hire a Housewife and the founder of Peoria Music Live. And just connect with people like her who are community difference makers. You can meet Kendall and all of our other business members. We have over 50 business members who are part of I've Decided. You can meet them at our kickoff motivational and leadership conference. That's happening on Saturday, January 19th at Richwoods High School. And you may not know this, but Richwoods High School has a brand new auditorium. Be a great opportunity for you to check that out. And speaking of supporting local, you'll be supporting all kinds of local business, supporting I've Decided, which is a local business, supporting your goals and dreams, and of course, giving back to PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. That's who we support and give our proceeds to. And we have a lot of local not-for-profits who are a part of I've Decided that we love to give back to as well. So it's just a benefit all the way around. So we want to encourage you to join our community. And so, yeah, Kendall, you're talking about this live music and that benefit. You said if really half the population would drop $100 in revenue in local live music, you're talking $20 million of revenue in our community.
Right. And that of that, if we're talking about it being spent at music venues, that's $16 million that stays local.
$16 million.
From that 79%.
Right. So. And so it is something to really, you know, think about and to consider. Well, you know, it's getting close to Christmas, so it would behoove us to probably share how some people might be able to buy some gift certificates for gifts too for Hire a Housewife, right?
Yes.
We don't want to forget.
Yes.
Stocking stuffers. So I don't want to miss talking about Hire a Housewife and the benefits of that company and how you can help. So you do have gift certificates available.
We do
right?
have gift certificates at hireahousewifepeoria.com.
And so what a great Christmas gift.
Yes.
That would be a great benefit to someone you love, I'm sure, or for yourself, and take a load off, really, literally, in some of your chores. I mean, what Hire a Housewife? You do everything. I saw you were decorating somebody's... Last year, someone needed help decorating, putting lights up, and you were even doing that.
Yep, I decorated a house just last week. So the whole inside, I spent 8 hours at one house decorating the whole inside, and so we'll do that: cleaning, organizing, unpacking boxes. You move into a new house, and we've had several calls for that lately. Really, there's no limit on. Ways that we can help. So
anything a housewife would do,
right?
Which is almost everything, right?
Right, we do.
we do almost everything. That's for sure. That's a company that's been open for 7 years. That's incredible. That's awesome. So, all right, what's the future of Peoria Music Live? What's going to be happening? And what are some things to come? What's your dreams? Tell me your dreams, Kendall. I love hearing this stuff.
Oh, thank you. It's really exciting for me. We're like I mentioned earlier, we are working on raising funding for Peoria Music Live. We have a Patreon page, and you can find out more information about that on the website. But once that happens, then I have some plans for actually having a family-friendly music a concert series. I would love to be able to... I visited a day program where in Fulton County, where local musicians came in and played for the intellectually disabled there, and I would love to do one like that in our area.
Sure.
And I would also love to be able to do. I have some ideas for a program that helps pay for private music lessons. I know that for our next generation of musicians.
Thank you. Just that may not be able to pay for them. I mean, music lessons are not cheap.
Right. Right. And so it's a great way to be able to support musicians and support the next generation too, because it is our local musicians who are giving those lessons. So those are some ideas that I have for the future.
When you think of family friendly concerts, like, where, do you have like ideas of where you would have those, or you're looking right now as you speak, just different venues? Or
I know that we have a lot of venue options. That is, and it could be as something as simple as one of the parks, one of the local parks, and doing it through the summer during the day. I don't think a lot of people realize how many family-friendly options there are that just because it's live music doesn't mean it's happening at night on the weekends. That there are a lot of places and a lot of bands that they can still go see throughout the week. And but I'd love to have one, you know, during the day.
Like a summer series. Oh, man. I could see that happening like over at Tower Park mm-hmm. in Peoria Heights.
Right.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. At anything that gets more people exposed to the talent that we have here and shows people what they can be experiencing.
Yeah. We have a great community.
We do.
There is really always something going on, I think. I think you know, you can get a great musical. I mean, the musicals in this town are unbelievable. Great local restaurants. You know, my husband and I, we love eating at the local restaurants. We rarely eat somewhere that's not locally owned. It's always good to do that. But right. The food's great. It's, you know, the local restaurants, great prices, great food. And now we have our local live music with Peoria Music Live. And so we're going to have to be intentional about getting out and coming to see some of your shows that you post for sure.
Great.
And supporting that. I look forward to supporting Peoria Music Live and just want to encourage, if you're listening, if you're interested in live music or being a part of the live music scene, or you would just like, you're thinking, man, I love live music, but kind of in the same boat that Kendall was in when she started this organization, and you don't really know where to go, who's out there. Now you have a place, right. PeoriaMusicLive.com.
Right. And one of the other things I wanted to make sure to mention, since we're headed, like you said, we're in the Christmas season here. If you're stuck on what to get somebody for Christmas and you want to give them something that is different, something that some three other people aren't giving them, shop the merch tables at these live music shows. Stop in and get somebody a t-shirt with their band name on it or an album. It's something that supports live local music, supports the musicians directly, and it's something that the person that you're giving the gift to probably won't have.
That's true. And or if they support Peoria Music Live in honor of somebody.
That's
you know,
true.
If you have a musician in your family, if you have a brother or a son or a dad who love, maybe they are a musician, a local musician, or they love local music, you could support Peoria Music Live in honor of them. Have you thought of that?
I actually hadn't thought of that, but that's a great idea. I will be adding that to our site later today.
Good ideas. Yeah, no, I see that too, because, I mean, obviously, we like to do that through I've Decided in our community memberships. We always talk about giving the gift of motivation and the gift of encouragement. You know, what better gift than to buy someone a community membership, or what better gift for a music lover, someone who loves local music, than to support the Peoria Music Live and do it in honor of them and give them that gift? Because, you know, if you think about it, last Christmas, what did I get for Christmas? You know, we give these gifts, and then a year later, nobody really, you know, unless right. It's a big deal, like, you know, maybe you got engaged or you bought a house or a brand new car or something, you know, you got something crazy like that. But we spend all this money on these little gifts and people don't really even remember it. But if you do something that continues to give throughout the year.
Right. Yeah, that's great. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think so, too. So either way, it's a win-win. That's awesome. It's a benefit to shop local. It's a benefit to support all the local businesses here in Peoria and the surrounding area. And it is a huge benefit to support your local live music. And so I think that's awesome what you've done for that community, Kendall. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
It's been really great. And again, if you are tuning in, you're listening into I've Decided Radio Show. You've been listening to Kendall Nelson. She is the owner of Hire a Housewife and founder of Peoria Music Live. Visit her website, PeoriaMusicLive.com. You can find her on Facebook. Every Wednesday, you post what's happening in live music here in the Peoria and the surrounding area.
Yes.
And you don't, so there you go. Now you have no excuses. You can find what's going on, find something to do, get out and support the community. And thanks again for being a part of I've Decided. Thank you for supporting this radio show on behalf of all of our business members and all of us here at I've Decided. We really appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?